Chapter number 14, the Gospel of John, chapter number 14, and we're going to finish up the last section dealing with truth, standing for the truth. I'll finish that up today. Amen. John chapter 14, and finish up with the truth. By the way, you really want to stand for the truth of the Word of God. Amen. Without the truth of the Word of God, we don't have anything. Amen. John chapter number 14. And once you're there, if you are there, say amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen. All right. I tell you, the kids cleared out here in this ghost town now. Amen. All right. John 14. I want you to read with me starting in verse number 1. We're going to read down to verse number 6. Here we go. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way, ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Notice he said, I am the way, the truth. The word truth there means verity, or that which is real or factual, that which is accurate or exact. Do you know there are still some people that do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and there are still some people that don't believe that he even existed. They are blind, blind, blind. But Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the real, I am the factual, I am the existing one, I am Jehovah God. And Thomas say, hey, you know, we don't know the way. He said, you know the way, because I am the way. But I'm also the truth, amen? And by the way, once you get a hold of him, he'll give you the life, amen? And that is eternal life. And so we're going to consider this last part today of truth. We talked about the truth to be saved. Then we looked at the truth when it's shunned. Then we began looking last week at truth to the saved. Oh, what should you and I do who have embraced the truth? And we're going to talk about that this morning and finish that area up. Father, thank you so much for what you've given us by way of the truth. Lord, it's a day and age where the saints, the saved, need to be known for standing for that which is true. Our going should be in truth. Our daily routine should be characterized by truthfulness. And Lord, today, more and more saints seem to be known for unfaithfulness instead of faithfulness. Lord, help us to make sure that we're not just telling the truth, but we're living the truth. We're loving the truth. And Lord, we're doing the truth because the truth will build character and the truth will not change. Help us to be Christians that are standing for that which is right. And Lord, we want to stand for the truth. But Lord, first of all, we must embrace it. And as we look at that subject matter today, help us to know what we should do, that we ourselves can be revived, and we ourselves can be, Lord, rejuvenated, and we ourselves can be restored to win a lost and a dying world. This is the season where many will seek after Jesus Christ. But Lord, from an error point of view, it is up to us to give them the truth of the Christ child. He was born to die, and he was born to take away our sins at his death and his burial and his resurrection so that he could give us eternal life. There's one today under the sound of my voice has never trusted the truth of the gospel. They've never been born again. I pray, Lord, that man, woman, boy, girl may put their faith in Christ today and be gloriously born again. Thank you for the precious soul that made a decision yesterday. Lord, help us to make a decision today to leave differently than when we came in because of the truth. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Bless now the message and the song and the message and the sermon. Holy Spirit, I need your power. I need your help. Fill me and, Lord, empty me of self. I may preach your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated.
Amen. That's good.
that you love me was settled at the cross. At the cross.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Dawson. Amen. Settled at the cross. Amen. You know, as I said before, Jesus was born to die, and it was foretold that he would die on the cross. Why? The cross settles it all. Amen. The level, the playing ground, as they say, is level at the cross. To come to Jesus Christ, we all must come through the cross. Amen. And so thank you, Mrs. Dawson, for that song, Settled at the Cross. What a blessing it is. Well, we're concluding on the truth today. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I just think this year has flown by too fast. How many of y'all think this year flew by fast? Amen. I mean, I look around and I began looking at my calendar and I thought, December already. I thought, my soul, this has gone by fast. And we've been at our theme here all year, be able to stand, be able to withstand. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, Ephesians 6, and we've gone through 10 through 14a, and you know, we're talking about standing for the truth, and I look around, I thought, man, the time has flown. Praise God, but I'm so glad that God is still in charge of time. Amen. Seems like just yesterday the Apontes left, and they're back. Amen. I've got a picture in my office of little Alex with G2, and I think it's Josiah. And they're all about this tall. Now they're all about that tall. Amen. Too tall for me, but praise God. And so we're talking about truth here. We're talking about truth to be saved, the truth when it's shunned, and truth to be to the saints, to the saved. And we talked about last week the reality of truth. And we serve a sovereign of truth. And the Bible says this in Deuteronomy 32:4. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth. Then we looked at the revelation of truth. We have a Savior of truth. John 1:14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then we saw the reception of truth. We should secure truth. Jesus said in John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And that's a freedom unto salvation, a freedom from the power of Satan, and a freedom from the power of sin. And then we saw the reinforcement of truth. And it was said this way in 1 Timothy 3:15 that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. And so we've got all this truth that we have. And then we want to finish it up today with these last couple of points here. And the first one is this, the requirement of truth. The requirement of truth. What am I talking about? The requirement of truth. We should select truth. By the way, you know, certain things that you get to select. You get to select whether you go in the military or not. Amen. Brother Aponte's in the military. He got a chance to select that. Brother Kortzmaus was in the military. He got a chance to select that. I was in the military. I got a chance to select that. Brother Hall was in the military. He got a chance to select that. And certain countries like Turkey, they don't have a choice. When you turn 18, guess what you have to do? You have to serve 2 years in the military. Now, some choose to stay and others don't. I remember there was a time when we had the draft. And guess what? You didn't get a chance to select the military. They selected you. Amen. And you got a chance to serve your nation. Some enjoyed it, some didn't. Antoinette, you know, you didn't have to go to college. You got to select college. Amen. She said, why did I select that? Amen. It's over now. The hard part's over. Amen. But she got a chance to select that. Natasha got a chance to select college. Praise God. There's certain things that we get a chance to select. Brother Hall works for the Border Patrol right now. He got a chance to select that. I'm a pastor. I got selected by God. You say, preacher, but you had to select that. No, you're called to preach. Now, whether you choose to accept the calling is between you and God. But you don't say, well, I think I'll be a preacher. No. God calls you and God selects you. And then you come and say, I'll take it. Salvation is the same way. God says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you say, hey, look, if you want me, I want you. Amen. And so there are certain things that you and I get a chance to select, like college, like military, like careers. Certain things that we have a choice in the matter. By the way, we still have a free will, and we're not forced to choose the truth or select the truth. Just like you're not forced to obey the stop sign.
That's right.
How many of y'all been forced to obey the stop sign? Nobody. But if you want your privileges, guess what? What's in your best interest? To stop. And so, although we can select certain things, certain things are in our best interest to select. And that's what we're going to talk about here with the requirements of truth. Notice what Jesus told Thomas here in verse number 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In other words, he's saying, I have the way to God, I have the truth pertaining to God, and I am the life for the afterlife. And he says, no man can come to the Father but by me. So he says, Thomas, there's a requirement here. You need to select me because I'm the truth. I am the way to the Father, and I am the way to eternal life. And if you don't have me, you're not going.
Amen.
Notice what he says down there in verse number 4. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas said, we don't know the way. He said, I am the way. So the requirement of truth, we should select truth. We do have a matter, a choice in the matter. By the way, you will either choose God's way or the devil's way. Somebody say amen. You say, well, no, I'm not choosing the devil. When you say no to God, guess who you say yes to? When you say no to God, you say yes to the devil. And when you say yes to God, you say no to the devil. When you say yes to the devil, you say no to God. It goes both ways. No man can serve two masters, the Bible says. Amen. You can only serve one. And so as we look at this, we're going to look at several points here. The requirement of truth, we should select truth. First of all, our God's desire for us is truth. How many parents want their children to live a lie? None. You don't want your children to live a lie? You don't want them to lie to you? Our God's desire for us is truth. Now, if we're saved, we're children of God. And guess what God doesn't want for us? A lie. God's desire for you and I is truth. Go over to Psalm 51 with me. Psalm 51, and show you what I'm talking about here. The psalmist is David. The sinner is David. The situation is his sin with Bathsheba. Psalm 51. What am I saying here? Our God's desire for us is truth. In Psalm 51, David has sinned with Bathsheba. He's been found out by God through Nathan the prophet. Nathan came to him. He said, thou art the man. David then pins down this penitential psalm. Penitential means he's repentant, and he's talking about his repentance. And notice what we're talking about here as we talk about our God's desire for us is truth. Have mercy upon me, O God. By the way, the word mercy there means to bend or stoop in kindness to an inferior. In other words, what David is asking to God Almighty, when he's saying, have mercy to me from this position. David is down here saying, have mercy. He's saying, God, if you would, please bend down to an inferior. Stoop down to someone that you don't have to stoop down. Bend down towards me. Have mercy. Wow. He's asking God to bend to him. And by the way, God doesn't have to bend to anybody. He's God. But David says here, have mercy. Bend or stoop in kindness to an inferior. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. He said, I want you to bend due to your loving kindness, the way you love me. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, he says, blot out my transgressions. He says, erase my transgressions. What is a transgression? That means to break away from authority. How many of y'all ever had your kids? Come here, G2.
Yeah.
We've been looking at some of the old videos from back when G2 and Joshua were young. And parents, you ever been in the store with your children? And you're trying to go one way, and they're trying to go the opposite way. G2 tried to go that way. And you're pulling on them, and they're trying to go that way. Mommy, look. Look at the cars. Look. And come on. And then they just break away. That's what that word means, to break away from authority. David said, I was in the tender, loving hand of God, and I broke away. I was in the will of God. I was doing the truth. I was doing what God wanted me. And then I looked, and I saw Bathsheba, and I knew it was wrong. They told me it was wrong. And I went. I was with God, and I broke a loose. Break a loose. Amen. See, you know I do it good, too. All right, you can sit down. Amen. And so David said, stoop down to me. Have mercy. He says, blot out my transgressions, my break away from authority, my rebellion, my revolt. He said, erase that. Verse 2, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Thoroughly, he means inside and outside. And cleanse me from my sin. Whose sin is it, David? It's mine. For I acknowledge means to recognize. I recognize my transgressions. I recognize I broke away. I recognize I rebelled against your authority. And my sin is ever before me. He said, I see it every morning when I wake up. I understand it's there. I know I've done it. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. She said, preacher, but he sinned against Bathsheba and Uriah and his wife. And yet, but he said, against thee and thee only. Why? God said, thou shalt not commit adultery. God said, thou shalt not kill. God said, thou shalt not bear false witness. So against God, it was God's laws that he broke. It just happened to go against someone else, but it was God's. He says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Now notice verse number 6. Behold, thou desirest, what's that word? Truth in the inward parts. What am I saying? Our God's desire for us is truth. He says, you desire truth in the inward parts. In my heart of hearts, you want me to be truthful. You want me to be faithful. You want me to be what I need to be. The word truth there means trustworthiness, faithfulness. And so God is saying, David said, I know you want me to be trustworthy. You want me to be faithful. By the way, do we expect our spouses to be trustworthy? Yes, we do.
Yes.
Do we expect our spouses to be faithful? Yes, we do. Do we expect our children to be trustworthy and faithful? Yes, we do. Do we expect our bosses to be trustworthy and truthful to us and faithful to us? Yes, we do. Do we expect our employees to be the same way? Yes, we do. We don't expect them to steal from us. He says, thou desires truth in the inward parts. He says, God, you want me to be trustworthy on the inside. You want me to be faithful on the inside. David said, you desire truth, but I operated in a lie. I broke away. I rebelled. What am I saying? Our God's desire for us is truth. Folks, let me tell you something. If you operate in truth, it'll keep you out of trouble.
Yes, sir, it will, Pastor. It will.
If David had only stayed in his Savior's care, if he'd only not broke away and rebelled and revolted against and snatched away and said, I'm going to do my thing. God says, now look, you need to stay with me because it's good for you here. Hey, parents, is it good to have your children by you in the store? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Why? An undesirable person can snatch them up.
Yes, they can, Pastor.
I demonstrated that to Joshua one day. Mm-hmm. Come here, Joshua. Joshua's Mr. Kung Fu Master. And Joshua had all these scenarios. He was going to do Kung Fu. Do your Kung Fu. Do his spin jitsu. Do your spin jitsu. Air jitsu. All that other stuff. He's going to do all these things. If somebody comes to get me, I'm ha, he, ha, power, yeah. And I'm listening to him with all this foolishness, and I'm thinking, this is what's going to happen. I just picked him up and grabbed him and threw him away. And there you go with me. I said, now where's your spin jitsu? Now where's all this stuff? And he's kind of like, we didn't count on that. David says, I broke away, and if I'd only stayed right here, if I'd only stayed right here, guess what? If I got Joshua, nobody else can get him. They got to come through me.
They got to go
I do the jitsu on them. David, if he'd only stayed close to the Lord, guess what? He wouldn't have broke away and gone to Bathsheba. He wouldn't have gone over to Uriah and had him killed. He wouldn't have called Joab off the field. He wouldn't have done all these other things. What did he say? He said, God, I know you desire truth, but I broke away. Our God's desire for you and I is truth. Why? It keeps us out of danger. Thanks, Joshua.
Trouble, Pastor. Amen.
Now, he can do some kicks, though. He can do some kicks. But when you're scared, guess what? You ain't going to do a whole lot of kicking. Our God's desire for us is truth. What I'm talking about, the requirement of truth. We should select truth. Our God's desire for truth. David said, you desire truth in the inward parts, but I broke away. I did a lie. Why? Because David didn't have to do truth, but it was in his best interest to obey truth. By the way, Psalm 145:18, David should have called on the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 145:18, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. The word truth means trustworthiness, faithfulness. If I call upon him saying, God, deliver me. God, I'm tempted with this thing called Bathsheba. I'm tempted with this thing called Uriah. God, I'm tempted with this thing with Joab. I'm tempted to do the wrong thing. God, I'm tempted. I know your desire is truth. I know it's truth, but I'm tempted to go this way. Don't let go of the hand of the master.
Amen.
Don't let go.
Amen.
Don't let go. David said, I know what you wanted. You desire truth. And I broke away. Think about that thing which can cause you to break away. What can cause you to break away? Look at the verse again. Thou desirest truth in the inward parts. You know what caused David to break away? And it's the same thing that will cause you to break away when your desire is not God's desire. He said, I know you desire truth. But I desire something else. I desire that lady over there. I desire that man over there. I desire that money over there. I desire that position over there. I desire that thing over there. I desire this over here. I desire that alcohol over here. I desire those drugs over here. I desire this thing over here. When my desire is not God's desire, I will get into trouble. He said, I know you desire truth, but I desired something else. And it got him in trouble, and he paid fourfold for it. What's going to get you and I in trouble when it comes to the matter of truth? When we desire something that God says, no, that's not the truth that you need to have. So God's desire for us is truth. But then second of all, our goal should be for truth. Our goal should be for truth. You're in Psalms. Go to Psalm 119. Now think about it. What is that thing that you desire next to God? For some, it's to be rich. For some, it's to have it all. For some, it's to be successful. What is it that is that thing that you desire that God does not desire for you? That, my friend, will be your undoing. And that, my friend, will be my undoing when my desire is not God's desire. Second of all, not only is God's desire for us truth, our goal should be for truth. Psalm 119, notice verse 30. What am I talking about here? Truth is a choice. Truth is a choice. If our goal is going to be for truth, then truth is going to be a choice. Psalm 119, verse 30. Notice what it says down there. The Bible says, I have, what's the word? Chosen the way of truth. You know, God's not going to force you to choose truth. But he will put it down there and say, this is truth. You need to walk in it. That I have chosen the way of truth. The word chosen, that means to prefer above all others. I have chosen the way of truth. The word truth, that means firmness, security, stability. I've chosen the way of firmness. I've chosen stability. I've chosen security. There are certain things that you don't have a choice about. I didn't choose my parents. Now, I wouldn't trade them for the world.
Amen.
But I didn't choose my parents. And you didn't choose your parents. I didn't choose what color I was going to be born. And I can't change it either. Well, I guess I can. It's getting dark there a little bit in some places. Yeah? That's defects, amen? I can't change my genes. No, you can't change your genes. Well, not those genes. Your genetic genes. I can't change my DNA. I can't change that. Say, well, some people can change their gender. No, you can't. When God looks at you, he still sees who he created. I don't care what you try to make yourself to be. I don't care if Bruce Jenner is, what is his name now? Faye Jenner? What is it? Caitlyn Jenner? I don't care if he did change to she. God knows him, who he created. And so she can, it can say whatever it wants to, amen? I can go into the ladies' bathroom and say, well, today I'm a woman. God knows who he made me. So there's certain things that I don't have a choice in. This is one of those things that you and I have a choice. The psalmist says, I have chosen. He says, I know there's a false way out there. I know there's another way out there. I know there's an alternative out there. I know there's a different direction I can go. I know there's some other things that I can do. I know there's some other things I can be involved in. But I've chosen the way of truth. By the way, you true the lie, you will die. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I've lied many times. No, I didn't die. There's more death than just physical. It could be death to relationship. I still go back to the time when I killed the relationship between me and my mother. When I stole that car. And I killed that relationship. And she said, boy, I can't believe you. I can't trust you. I killed the relationship. Hey, spouses betray each other with immorality and infidelity. And they kill that trust. And it's dead. And it has to be rebuilt. Bosses betray employees and employers, and they lie and they cheat, and they kill that relationship. And so someone else writes and says, well, what can you tell me about this person? They're a cheat. They're a lie. They kill the relationship. There are more deaths. The psalmist said, I've chosen the way of truth. I prefer it above all others. By the way, truth is a life and death situation. Hold your finger there. Go back over to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30, real quick with me. Let me show you something. Because death and life is still a choice. Deuteronomy chapter 30. And Moses is giving the children of Israel choices on what they ought to do. And he's giving the consequences on if they do or do not. Deuteronomy chapter 30. And notice what he says down here in verse number 18. I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. He said, if you go away and turn to other gods, notice verse 17, but if thine heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear, but shall bow, be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. He says, you're going to perish. Notice verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you what? Life and what? Death. What? Blessing and what? Cursing. And Moses said, therefore do what? Choose life.
Yes, sir.
Hey, parents, we tell our children, hey, do right. And if you don't do right, there's a consequence coming. You go to school, they say, do these studies right here. And if you do these studies, you'll pass. If you don't, there's a consequence. We go to college, Tony. They say, do this work. And if you don't do this work, you'll forfeit all your money. You'll forfeit your graduation. The military says, do these things. If you don't do these things, Brother Hall, you'll get kicked out. Do these things as a firefighter. If you do these things, Daniel, then you'll be a good firefighter. If not, you'll forfeit these things.
Amen.
Moses says, blessing and cursing, death and life, truth and a lie. He says, choose life. By the way, you and I, to a certain degree, choose our physical life. And oftentimes the quality of it. But we definitely choose spiritual life. Moses says, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. He said, not just you, but your children. And what's going to happen? That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy what? Life. And the length of thy what? Days. That thou mayest what? Dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto his father. Hey, folks, the promise is still there for you and I. If we truth,
If we choose truth, God's grace is still sufficient. It's still a choice. Go back over to Psalm 119. The psalmist said, I have chosen truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. What is he saying? I'm choosing life. I'm choosing right. I'm choosing blessing. I prefer it above all others. Not only is truth a choice, but come down to verse number 31. Truth is a challenge. Verse 31, Psalm 119, verse 31. He says, I have stuck unto thy testimonies. The word stuck there comes with the idea of to cling or to glue. And you know what that tells me? If he says, I have stuck unto thy testimonies, that lets me know that I can come unstuck. That lets me know I can come unglued. That means that if I don't purpose to stick with it, if I don't purpose to choose it, then I can come unglued. How many times have you gone through some tough times in your life and you come unglued from your Bible reading, or you come unglued or unstuck from your prayer life, or you come unglued from the house of God? You come unglued from that which you know is right to do. You come unglued from sound decisions that you know you ought to make. And you come unglued. What am I saying? It's a choice. It's a challenge. All the hounds of hell will pull against you when you start trying to stand for God. When you try to start doing right, everything that can possibly pull at you will pull. The psalmist says, I chose the way of truth and I'm going to stick with it. Let me tell you something. If you don't have some stamina, some stickability, some resolve, you will get pulled away. I will get pulled away. There's nothing stopping me from not being here tonight other than the choice that I make to stick with God. I can go any place else I want to go tonight. I don't have to come back here tonight. Well, preacher, you're the preacher. And your point is, many preachers have walked out just like that. Hey, it goes further. My wife said, I've chosen my husband and I'm going to stick with him. There's nothing stopping her from walking out on me right now. Other than her commitment to me. She can walk out right now and say, I'm through with this marriage. That's it. I no longer want to be your wife. I'm not going to be a pastor's wife. I'm gone. Many, many ladies have done it. Children do it too. I don't want to be a pastor's son anymore. I don't want to be a child of this family. I'm walking out. I'm doing my own thing. You have to choose that. And then you got to stick with it. Young people, let me tell you something. All the hounds of hell will try to pull you away from your parents. Try to pull you away from doing what's right. Will try to pull you into a different direction. You've got to choose to do right. You've got to choose to stick with the stuff. This psalmist says, hey, look, I've got a choice. And I choose to stick with the Bible. I choose to get stuck and glued to it. I'm going to commit to it. By the way, you're going to get older one day. And what you know is going to be what you believe. Amen. If you don't believe it, you won't stick with it. Many children grow up and get away from God. Praise God for folks like Tony, Brother Shane, who have graduated and they're still here. Praise God. They're still here. Hey, I tell you, they have chosen the way of truth and they said, I have stuck with thy testimonies. I could have gone a whole lot of other places. And oftentimes when they get that age, they do. Natasha's out here all by herself and guess where she's at? In church. Why? It's a choice. I've got to stick with it. And somebody say, I'm not sticking with it because I'm not choosing it. I'm just doing this because my parents are making me go to church. I'll play the game. B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word. And then as soon as they get bigger, they get out of the house and they get away from God because it never was their choice. And they didn't stick. Somebody say amen. Why? David said, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. And so I know my God's goal for me is truth. And I've got to desire what he desires. And once I know that, and then my goal can be to choose it. And then my goal is to know that it's going to be a challenge. The psalmist says in Psalm 119, 131, I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord, put me not to shame. that through afflictions, through good times, this psalmist is being afflicted. He said, don't put me to shame. I've chosen truth. It's going to be a challenge. I know that. But don't let me be put to shame because I know so many things are happening. This psalmist is being afflicted because of the word of God. Over and over again in Psalm 119, he's talking about how they're afflicting me, how they're beating me because of the word, because of my stand, because of my love for God. They're getting after me. The world does not like your stand for God. And they will bring all sorts of agendas to you. And if you have not made it a choice, and if you don't realize it's a challenge, you're going to fall. Through afflictions, the psalmist said, I'm going to stand. Through good times, through bad times, through plenty years, through lean years. Truth is a choice, but it's a challenge. I'm not going to come unglued. I'm not going to come unstuck. I'm going to stick unto thy testimonies. But only is truth a choice and truth is a challenge. Number three, truth is a chase. Notice Psalm 119, verse 32. I will run the way of thy commandments. He says, you know what? I'm going there. If you haven't noticed, the devil is running after you. Say, preacher, how's the devil running after me? He's coming across your earphones from your computer. He's coming through your phone. He's coming through your iPod. He's coming through your PC. He's coming through your television. He's coming through the music. He's coming through the magazines you look at. He's coming through the movies you look at. He's coming down through the media. And Satan is running after you. And if you don't run to the Lord and cling to the Lord, he's going to catch up with you. Why? He's got an agenda. And he wants to get you away from God. And if he can get you away from God, he is won. You think about what is there on the television right now that's promoting godliness? What video games are promoting godliness? What music other than Christian music, which is sometimes questionable, is promoting godliness? What television program is promoting godliness? What magazines other than Christian magazines is promoting godliness? What am I saying? If we don't run after it, if we don't realize I've got to chase after God's business and stay with God's business, the devil's going to catch you. He's going to catch you. Why? He's looking for you. And you know who he's looking for most? Not people like me that have lived a few years. Looking for the Joshuas, the G2s, the Terrells, the Myras, Mariahs, the Josiahs, the Leilanis. He's looking for the young, the Natashas, the Antoinettes, the Jeremiahs, the Alexes. See, we're older. He said, y'all got mileage. Y'all are already spoiled by that Christianity. Y'all believe that stuff. But I can get them. If they don't make it a choice, if they don't have it in their heart as the truth, and if they don't get over there and stick with it and say, look, I've chosen the way of truth, and they don't stick with it, and if they don't chase after it, he says, I can get them. They're still impressionable. They still don't believe all that stuff about Moses parting a Red Sea. How could he do that? They still don't believe all that stuff about manna for 40 years. They don't believe all that. And so I'll get them with some propaganda through the media and get them away. What am I saying? Our God's desire for us is truth. Our goal should be for truth. It's a choice. I have chosen the way of truth. It's going to be a challenge. He said, I have stuck unto thy testimonies, but it's going to be a chase. Verse 32, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. And so when we're looking at this idea of the requirement of truth, we should select truth. God's desire for us is truth. Our goal should be for truth. But I want you to notice something else, the reaction to truth. What should our reaction be? We should surrender to truth. Go over to John chapter 8, John chapter number 8. And in John chapter number 8, verse 45, notice what happens when it comes to truth, the reaction to truth. We should surrender to truth, John 8. And verse 45, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. If you got a red letter edition Bible that's red, that means Jesus is speaking. He says, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. He says, some of you hearing my voice, you don't believe my voice. Notice verse 47. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not because you're not of God. What am I saying here? The reaction to truth. If you're of God, you should surrender to truth. He said, if you don't hear God's word, it's probably because you're not one of God's children. Because he just told them, you're of your father, the devil. Amen. What am I saying here? The reaction of truth to the saved. The saved, it's sad and tragic, but some saints actually can get to the point where they reject the truth of God's word. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. You say, preacher, why would someone reject the word of God? Maybe because of fear. The Bible says the fear of man bringeth a snare. Or maybe because of foolishness. The Bible says foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction should drive it far from them. Maybe because of lack of faith. What did he say there? He says, you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So for some, they may reject the truth because of fear of man, of foolishness in their own heart, or lack of faith of not getting in the word of God, or following the wrong crowd. Could be. Show you something that's tragic. Go over to Galatians chapter 3. Tragic, tragic verses. The book of Galatians is written to the churches of Galatia. And they were inundated, chapter number 3 of Galatians, they were inundated with going back to the law once they'd been saved. And they were inundated with this thought that you get saved, but then you keep the law. And let me tell you something, the law will either help you get saved or will enslave you. It'll help you get saved or it will enslave you. It'll help you get saved by saying you cannot keep it no matter what. And you need to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, or it will enslave you to think that now I've got something that I can do to keep this law. Chapter 3, verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that ye should not obey the what? The truth. Before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you. This only what I've learned of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, by the hearing of faith. How'd you get saved? Did you get saved by keeping the law, or did you get saved by trusting Christ? By trusting Christ. You cannot keep the law because the law only brings death. Go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 7. Paul here still pleading with this church. He says this in verse number 7. Ye did run well, past tense. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the what? The truth. He says, this persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. He said, it didn't come from God. What am I saying? There's a reaction to truth. You and I have to surrender the truth, surrender to the truth and realize that it is truth. And then finally, Paul would say this in Galatians chapter 4 and verse number 16. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? You know, sometimes we say yes. You know, the truth hurts sometimes, doesn't it? Let's just be honest. The truth hurts sometimes. You ever heard somebody had somebody tell you your breath stank? And they didn't say it politically correct. They just said, man, your breath stank. I mean, that's absolutely slap in the face. Now, as true as it may be, but it's all in how you say it. I mean, you can go up to somebody, you can say it very politically correct and not offend them. But if you say it in the wrong way, every time they see you coming, they'll go the opposite way. Paul said, if I become your enemy because I tell you the truth, what am I saying here? There's a reaction to the truth that the saved should have. We should surrender to the truth. When someone tells us truth and love, we should be glad, but some get mad. And then lastly, the resolve in truth. The resolve in truth. Christian, if we for no other reason stand for the truth, we should stand for the truth because we started with truth. We started with truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by. We started with truth. And if I start with truth, I should stay and finish with truth. Go to 1 Peter 1:22. 1 Peter 1:22. If I started with truth, I need to stick with truth. I don't know about you, but I got saved by hearing the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse 22, we started with truth, and so we should finish with truth. As we go through difficulties, we can rest assured and be reassured that Jesus is with us the whole day. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He shed his blood for us, and he loves us. 1 Peter 1 and verse number 22, he says, seeing ye have, past tense, purified, past tense, your souls in obeying the what? Truth. Past tense. He said, you already saved. through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. He said, hey, look, you started with Christ. You started with truth. And if you started with truth, then stick with truth. Don't default to a lie. But folks, you know, a lot of people have fallen away. Does it get tough? Yes. Does it get hard? Yes. Is it going to be a challenge? Yes. Is it going to be a chase sometimes? Yes. But it's still a choice. You're either going to stick with the Lord or you're not. David and all his woes in Psalm 51, he committed adultery with Bathsheba. He had her husband killed. He committed a heinous crime of putting up a front like he had done nothing wrong. Putting all that together, he committed adultery against his own wife and deceived everybody in the kingdom, or so he thought. So we're going to have our bad days. But you know what David said? You desire truth. And I'm getting back on the saddle. I'm going to ride truth again. It's a choice. I know that it's going to be a challenge. And I've already experienced it. It's a chase because it broke away. But I know that I'm not going to become Nathan's enemy because he told me the truth. I'm not going to go away from that which I know is right. I'm just going to repent and get back on it. And I'm going to remain with the truth. Did I go away from it? Yes, I did. Am I sorry? Yes, I am. Can I get restored? Yes, I can. You know, with the truth being a challenge and a chase and a choice, even when we go away from the truth, after we've surrendered to it once, we can always come back to it. What did David say? David said, have mercy. Stoop down to an inferior. Have mercy. Stoop down to someone that doesn't deserve you to stoop down. I'm too low. I can't pick myself up, God, and I need you to pick me up. He said, stoop down to an inferior. I know it was my transgressions. I know I broke loose. I know I did this. But Lord, if you don't bend down and pick me up, I can't get back up. And he rested on the mercy of God. He rested on the loving kindness of the Lord. What am I saying? We're not going to always choose truth. Let's just be honest. Sometimes we're going to go after our own desire. Sometimes it's going to happen. But aren't you glad we have a God that we can go rest upon and say, have mercy on me. Lord, I made a bad choice. Lord, I did something gravely wrong. I went to the wrong place. I said the wrong thing. I looked at the wrong thing. I handled the wrong thing. I said the wrong thing. But Lord, it's still a choice that I'm going to make for truth. I understand it's a challenge. I'm going to chase right back after it again. Why? You desire truth on the inward parts. That's going to be my goal, is to chase after truth. And I understand, Lord, my resolve, I started with you, and I'm going to stay with you. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. It might get tough. It might be impossible. But last time I checked, the Bible says with God, all things are possible. I don't know where you're at today in light of truth. But I do know where God wants you. David said it best. Thou desirest truth in the inward parts. If you're not going to be truthful anyplace else, be truthful right here. Yes. Know where you stand with God and what God wants you to do. Know where God, don't worry about your neighbor. Don't worry about your brother. Don't worry about your sister. Don't worry about your husband. Don't worry about your wife. Don't worry about anybody else. David said, against thee and thee only have I done this. He said, you desire truth right here. Maybe you've broken away like David, done something you ought not do. Get it right. Get restored. David is still known after as a great man of God with all that he did. You and I can still be restored and be successfully used of God even after breaking away from truth. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Father, bless now these next moments that we have together. Stir our hearts to do what you would have us to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Maybe you, like David, broke away from truth. Maybe you need to come down to an old-fashioned altar and get some things right. Maybe for you, truth is a choice that you have
made, but you might recognize it's been a challenge for you. And you want to make sure the chase is one that you win. The Bible says that we're still in a race. So let us run the race with patience. And maybe today you need to come down like David and say, have mercy on me, O Lord. I've not run the way I should. Stoop down to an inferior and have mercy on me. Maybe you need to say, Lord, I've stuck with the truth. It's been a challenge. It's been a chase. But I need your help to stay faithful. I need your help to stay secure. I need your help to maintain doing what I know I ought to do. Maybe that's you today. Or maybe for you, you just need to say, I've never been born again. I need to be saved today. If you've never been saved, I want to pray for you today. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. No one looking around. Maybe you've never been saved. You raise your hand saying, pray for me, preacher. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I want to pray for you today. Have you been saved today? Are you born again? If you die, are you sure you'd go to heaven? Why don't you raise your hand? Preacher, I've never been saved. Pray for me. Christian, how about you? Have you made it your choice? You recognize it's a challenge and a chase? Have you gone through some difficulties? David did. If David did, I know we have and we will. Maybe you need to come down to an old-fashioned altar and pray. Father, bless now these next moments in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, no one looking around. Maybe you need to be saved. Would you come? Let us take a Bible and show you how to be saved. The altar's open. You can come and pray. Maybe like David, you say it's a challenge. It's a chase. It's a choice. I need strength. Whatever it is you'd have God to do in your life, would you move? You've been born again. Maybe you need to surrender for baptism. We'd love to have you come and talk with you about baptism, that next step for the new Christian. Would you come? But perhaps you've already been saved. Maybe you're already baptized. You're looking for a church home. The doors of the church are open. Would you come? We'd love to have you in this fellowship. Would you come? Doors are open. Preacher, we want to join in this fellowship. It seems like a good place where we can get involved and get busy and serve our God. We're saved. We're baptized. We want to settle here. Maybe God spoke in your heart. Maybe you need to pray for a loved one that needs to make that choice in truth. Maybe you need to pray for a loved one that needs to have some encouragement, knowing that it is a challenge in this truth. Maybe pray for a loved one they may chase after truth. Because let me tell you, friend, the devil is chasing after us, putting all sorts of traps in our way. The lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life. But I'm so glad that David is a good example. We can be restored. We can still serve God. We may make mistakes. We may not go the way we ought to go, but God is faithful. Praise his holy name. We should surrender the truth. Ye did run well, the Galatians were told. Ye, what did hinder you that ye did not obey the truth? Requirement of truth, we should select truth. Reaction to truth, we should surrender to it. The resolve in truth, we started with truth. Let's finish with the same truth, the truth of God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Father, thank you for your goodness in our life. Thank you for the opportunity to have a God of truth, a sovereign of truth, a savior of truth, the scriptures of truth. Help us, Lord, to secure that same truth, select that same truth, knowing it's a desire for us that you would have us to have. And Lord, we understand it's a choice, but it's going to be a challenge and it's going to be a chase until the day you come and take us home. But Lord, help us to continue surrendering to that same truth, start with it and finish with it. Getting right back up like David did, getting restored, going on for the glory of God. Thank you for meeting our need, and thank you for meeting with us. Bless now, Lord, those that came to this old-fashioned altar and those that prayed in their seats and lifted their petitions before thee, that begged like David begged, have mercy, stoop down to an inferior. Lord, grant those petitions that they had desired of thee. And we'll praise you for what you've done and what you will continue to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let me have your attention just for a second. We do have two families here that are asking for membership in our church. Amen. And one family has been here before, and we know them well, the Apontes. And praise God, we actually saw Miss Ponte get baptized here and saved here. And Brother Ponte came already saved. Alex and Tiana and Allison are over in the children's area, and they're coming for fellowship in our ministry. All in favor, say amen. Amen. All right. They've been gone for 4 years, and they've come back with 4 years of experiences, so we're throwing everything on them. They're going to run the church. Amen. Tanya's looking like, nah. And also, we've got Miss Trudy Crow here coming from Fellowship Baptist Church. I've talked to her pastor, and she's coming to join fellowship here with us, and what a blessing it is. And we're going to receive her as well. All in favor, say amen. 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 We're going to receive them into our fellowship.